Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 415 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Brain nor the meninge were affected. There was a little contusion on the interlining of the skull. There was no bleeding on the brain tissues. I don't know whether it would produce unconsciousness or not. I was never asked before to examine the inside of anybody's skull to determine the fact whether death or unconsciousness resulted from the wound. It is my impression that this lick did produce unconsciousness, but I won't swear it. I don't know. The hemorrhage which we discovered in the skull caused no pressure on the brain. That was no sign that unconsciousness resulted. Where a person is strangled to death, the lungs ought to show congestion. I never examined this girl's lungs. When I saw the body on April 27th, I gave it as my opinion that she had been dead from 16 to 20 hours at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Rigor mortis was complete. It is a very variable thing. I couldn't tell whether the blood on her underclothes was menstrual blood or not. The hymen was not intact, and I was not able to say when this hymen was ruptured. I saw no indication of an injury to the hymen. The appearance of the blood on the parts was characteristic of menstrual flow. There was no laceration on the vagina, an indication on the girl's body except those wounds on the face, head, and legs. The size of the vagina is no indication of anything except the anatomy and the natural build of the person. It is no indication of rape. I found no outward signs of rape. I have formed no opinion whether this little girl was raped or had ever had intercourse with anybody. There were no external marks of violence. I told Colonel Rosser at the coroner's inquest that this little girl had her monthly period on. I did not conclude that from my examination. The monthly period causes some inflammation and congestion in the blood vessels of the ovaries and uterus. The vagina itself might have some different appearance. I was...